1, 2, 3, 4. And great to have your company on another edition of 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm going to bang out quite a few because I've got a little space now just before Christmas. It's been nuts the last month, and I do apologise if you feel that I've let you down. Get in touch and I'll be happy to reimburse you or look after you in whatever way I can. Coming up on this edition, we'll look at the music of Emily Barker, who's now living overseas but coming back to Australia, big tour and a new album under her belt, which is pretty exciting. We'll hear some really gorgeous female compositions, really sort of brooding, shimmering work from Keely Forsyth and Fran. But let's start with the music of Toth, who released one of my favourite albums this year, Practice Magic and Seek Professional Help When Necessary. A really wonderful collection that, I guess, brought to the fore his great songwriting, his wonderful falsetto. This was really magically put together in the studio. And lo and behold, there is a new single out off the back of this excellent movie. A track that he recorded for the film Juliet Naked, starring Ethan Hawk. Let's listen to this track because, again, Toth ticks all the boxes for me. This is Juliet. What?
Try to smile. to make you cry and make you feel so low. You only want to teach a lesson that'll help you grow. And that's the sound of life. Every little tear will help you grow and grow. And that's the sound of life. Every little disappointment helps you know. And that's the sound of life. Every little tear will help you grow and grow. And that's the sound of life. Every little disappointment helps you know. He loves you so much, it's all he knows. And his love that he has, but his rage he shows. He wants to hold you so tight and make you feel alright. But he gets so mad. The sound of life. Every little disappointment helps you know. And that's the sound of life. Every little tear will help you grow and grow. And that's the sound of life. Every little disappointment helps you know. And that's the sound of life. 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 The sound of
this is 1234. This is an album that came out a couple of months ago, and I've been meaning to share something from it with you. It's an artist who I've followed for many years in Mark Tranmere, and Mark and I have corresponded as well. I loved his music with Nyack, his solo compositions. That he's a great pianist, but this with a little electronic flourishes created really beautiful, melancholic instrumental music in the late 90s, also a part of a duo known as Montgolfier Brothers, a group that I've played on many different programs. Well, Mark is back with the vocalist James Hackett from another group that I grew up loving from the late 80s on, called the Orchids. And together they make music under the name Vachinsky Settings. I'm pretty sure I shared with you their first single. The album is now out, called Underneath the Stars Still Waiting. And this has a gorgeous romantic edge to it, as well a deep melancholic yearning at times through the songs. As I said, the wonderful music of Mark and the vocals of James together as Vichinsky Settings, and I shared with you the track Accidental Beauty. We started with Toth and his most recent single, Juliet. If you haven't heard that album, I have played it on a previous podcast. I'd recommend it to you. Of course, I'll put a link to it and this new track on the playlist for this edition of 1234. Now, for all the artists, so you can track down. It's always good to go and have a bit of a listen in full to the album as well. And I always say, listen to it sequentially, because the artists do it for that reason. I know we can cherry pick in this day and age of streaming services, but nice to listen to it in the manner in which it was originally formed. Now, here's an artist that I've followed for quite a few years now, and I'm a big fan of her work. Her name is Emily Barker. She's an award-winning singer-songwriter, really, that took off in the UK and won awards, a part of the BBC's hugely successful BAFTA-winning crime drama Wallander with Kenneth Branagh. And she wrote the theme for that particular program. She's originally from Bridgetown in Western Australia and now lives in the UK and makes music under a lot of different names. Her band, the Red Clay Halo, a trio that had a bit more of an electronic edge, Vina Porte, and Applewood Road. Well, she's heading back to Australia off the back of her last album, which was called Sweet Kind of Blue, and she has a wonderful new release under her belt. I'll play a track from it in just a moment. It's called Shadow Box. But to let you know, if you want to catch her in action, she'll be playing at the Woodford Folk Festival if you're lucky enough to go there. Also look out for another favourite group of mine, Coda Chroma, who are playing. And then throughout January, she'll be travelling around Australia. She plays in Brisbane on the 15th at the Milk Factory. Then she heads to the Woolaway Hall on the 17th, heads to the Tamworth Country Music Festival, which is over the weekend of the 19th to the 22nd of January, and then after that, shows in Sydney, Canberra, Melbourne, Adelaide, and back to her hometown, Bridgetown, at the start of February. I'll put all those links to those dates online. Let's listen now to the first track from this new album, and it's a cover of Springsteen's Tougher Than the Rest, and this song connects to her childhood growing up in WA. It's a good version too. Let's have a listen to it.
Well, it's Saturday night, you're all dressed up in blue. I've been watching you for a while, maybe you've been watching me too. So somebody ran out, left somebody's heart in a mess. And if you're looking for love, honey, I'm tougher than the rest. Some girls, they want a handsome dance or some good-looking joke. On their arms, some girls like a sweet-talking Romeo. And it's a thin, thin I've been around a time or two. Well, I don't know, babe, maybe you've been around too. Well, there's another dance. All you gotta do is say,
thank you.
Brand new single there from Alana Jagt from South Australia. I was lucky enough to meet her during the time I was doing the Inside Sleeve. In fact, the woman that worked at the ABC Cafe suggested this great young duo called Buffalo Boyfriend, and I played them on the program, and they came into the show. They were so excited to hear their music on a national platform. And after that group folded, I've sort of kept in touch and followed the career of Alana. She has a debut album coming out next year, and from all the word that I've heard from people that have worked with her, they're really excited by this release. That's her latest single called If We Had Some Money, and she's been pretty busy this year. She's been touring with Mick Thomas and the Roving Commission, and I think things are going to get better and bigger for Alana Jagt, and deservedly so. Prior to her, we heard from Emily Barker, and it was a dad who bought the Tunnel of Love album back in 1987, and it became a family treasure, well worn and played on long car journeys. It was an album that she'd forgotten about and went on a bit of a road trip with her brother, and suddenly it took them back in time. It reminded her of the power of Springsteen's lyrics. What a great lyricist and storyteller he is. And so she decided to tackle that. It's a really great album, as I said. It'll be out shortly. Recorded at Mark Ronson's Zelig Studios in London. That one, Tougher Than the Rest, the opening from her new album, Shadow Box. And double check for those dates, because Emily Barker's great to see in concert. This is 1234. Now to a couple of very moody, beautiful releases. The first from Keely Forsyth. This is her debut album called Debris, and we're going to hear the title track from it. She's a composer, a singer, and actor from Oldham in the north of England. And what's really beautiful about this is the minimalism, the sparseness of her music, which really allows her incredibly emotive and magnetic voice to shine through. I'm a big fan, and the whole album is worthy of your attention. This is Keely Forsyth.
The streets are filled with debris, the fog's twists were never light. Not like you lied to me, not like you lied to me. Sent to puppets, the shadows of passers-by. I never met.
drive too near, and my hands are cold. It's too hard now to try to steer, and the song.
There's a great new album, another debut release from Fran, who is from Chicago, and she brings with her album A Private Picture, a collection of extremely personal experiences, and the music behind it, at times, like the track we just heard, quite minimal, and others has more of a rock backing to it. It's a really great collection of songs. Two artists you may not have heard of, I guess, given the fact that they're both releasing their first albums, that's the case. And it, again, shows how much wonderful music is out there. I, like some of you, are really drawn to female singer-songwriters, the power and often the ability to connect emotionally. I guess there are blokes that can do it as well, but there's just something about their music. And of course, there's such an abundance at the moment, so it's great to hear new players come on to the stage. Fran's A Private Picture. I played the opening track from the album called Now, and we started with the music of Keely Forsyth, another name that I'd really recommend you check out. As I said, it dubs itself Baroque Pop, but there's a lot of electronic flourishes that's come out on the excellent Leaf imprint. You've been listening to 1234. I'll make this a short one because the next one's going to be a special Christmas edition. For those of you that like Christmas music, I recently played a gig or DJed, and when I walked into the venue, it's not a place that I would attribute to playing Christmas music. They were going nuts and having a great time, so I decided to pull out an arsenal from my little kit bag. So I'll be sharing some great Christmas tunes with you on the next edition, and you can always not download that one if you're not into Christmas music. Let's leave you now with a really fantastic album from Gabriel Birnbaum. Now, I've played him before. He's a part of an ensemble that takes inspiration from music of the world in the Debo Band, and I think I even played them back on the Inside Sleeve. But Gabriel's release, Not Alone, focuses on urban Americana, with, as it says here on their website, grit and gloom with alluring glimpses of deliverance, and features some really fantastic musos. Will Grafe, who's worked with Occoville River, and Jason Nazari of Bear in Heaven and Antelopa. I think you'll like this because it's got this kind of moody, almost velvet-esque edge to it. I'll leave you with the title track from Gabriel Birnbaum's Not Alone.
To see a name appear sticker on my phone.
Don't forget, all the details of this edition of 1234 are online at pimpod.com. My email is pp@pimpod.com. If you'd like to get in touch, if you'd like to support what I'm doing, then please, I'd love to hear from you. If you don't get to listen to any more before the festive season, I wish you all the very best to you and your loved ones, and I look forward to sharing more great music with you very soon.